woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Good morning. Wednesday, January 13th. It's minus one right now. I'm going to go up to 3 degrees today. And the Toronto Maple Leafs play hockey tonight.
Yes, they do.
Slap, shot, shoot, score, boys.
That's right, Jax. Yeah. I know you'll be watching. Very exciting, taking on the Montreal Canadiens. And then they got a back-to-back this weekend. Ottawa, two times. And that means, and you know, when you're a single guy like me, you don't have to ask permission to watch the games.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. I'm learning that it's like oh, I can just put on whatever I want.
That's right. Neat. And you can wear whatever you want. So you can watch those hockey games nude, my friend.
Oh,
that's
true. I don't want to think about that.
Actually, the way I've dressed since I've become single in the last year leads me to believe I'm going to be single for a long time.
I don't know. I don't know, darling. You're looking pretty good. That
oh, really?
Hair, that outfit, yeah.
A cozy
king. A little glow up. A little glow up.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Can we check in with the crew? TJ, what's on your mind?
I'm sure when you guys go shopping, you more than likely will grab the cheaper version of whatever it is you're looking for. So if you're looking for soup, you'll grab the cheaper version of soup. But there is a bunch of things that we are not willing to compromise on. And according to a new study, these are them. Quality toilet paper.
Yeah.
Coffee brands. Wi-Fi speed, shampoo, ketchup, and cell phones.
Yeah.
Ketchup especially.
Ketchup, yeah. Because here's the thing. It's not only you that feels it. It's everybody else that comes to your house and uses your ketchup and goes, this is not the right ketchup.
Have you ever had off-brand Kraft dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, same thing.
Not very good.
Yeah.
It's the dollar store stuff.
Yeah, I'll splurge.
It's not as good. Definitely not as good. I used to eat it all the time. It used to be all I could afford, man.
Oh, cool. Thanks for remembering that. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Adam.
Good morning. Jack,
hey, I'm
single and I buy cheap Kraft dinner.
A little sliver of hope happened yesterday. As you may know, we are getting a little bit more and a little bit more of daylight each day. And yesterday, we gained a minute and a half. And, like, that's all I need right now because there are some dark, bleak days and like just a little bit of extra daylight.
Are you noticing
that's all
it's a little bright by 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Love
and also
that.
Some birds chirping this morning. Shout out to the
if
birds.
If we were to take this and replay it and play it on January 13th last year, all of us would be like, what the hell is wrong with those people?
Yeah.
But you got to understand every little
anything.
Victory counts
now.
Especially with the day yesterday with all those announcements. Producer Jesse.
There's a story that's going viral right now about a man who's has $220 million worth of Bitcoin locked in the vault. And he's got two guesses to his password to try and get his $220 million left. And it makes me really sad because I think about the time back in 2012 when I had the opportunity to purchase a little bit of Bitcoin for like $350, I think it was, from one of those Bitcoin machines. And I just didn't have the money at the time because I was in university and I was broke.
Yeah.
But I was really into this thing that was Bitcoin and I couldn't get enough.
What would that $350 bucks be worth? Like, what is one
don't
of
do that
Bitcoin
to him.
Worth?
Well, right now, Bitcoin's it's selling at, I think, 20,000. It was at $40,000 for one Bitcoin.
So you'd have a down payment.
Yeah, I'd have about $30,000 right now if I could buy a Bitcoin. But,
Jesse.
You know, things just don't work out.
So here he is, early in the morning, stuck with us fools.
This was Plan B, right?
Oh, my God.
I love being someone's Plan B.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Imagine for a second that you made such a good investment that you were now worth $220 million.
Oh, boy.
It'd be great, right?
What did I invest in? Good times?
No, you invested in Bitcoin when it was worth absolutely nothing. A Bitcoin owner. $220 million. Pretty cool, right?
Pretty sweet.
Now, it goes up and down a lot. I know it's down like 20% or whatever, so that could have changed in the last day or so, but you know that it's going to do well. The unfortunate part about Bitcoin is you have to remember your password.
Yeah.
And this guy does not.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
If you guess too many times, because you get 10 guesses.
Yeah.
The Iron Key gives you 10 guesses. If you guess 10 times, and you don't get it right, it's wiped.
They
locked
take away
forever.
Your money. Gone.
Gone. No, they is nobody. It just sits there. It will sit there for the rest of time.
I hate that. This makes me incredibly anxious.
Right. So his name's Stefan Thomas, German-born programmer living in San Francisco. He needs the password to unlock a small hard drive, which is known as an Iron Key. The Iron Key gives you 10 guesses. and seizes up and encrypts the contents forever, creating quite the pickle. According to the article, if you can't get in, since he's tried to have a stab at guessing his password 8 times, none of those attempts have been successful. He is trying to program his way out of this problem because he wrote it down on a piece of paper. And what do you do with pieces of paper?
You throw them out.
You throw them out.
Oh, God.
So he's got 2 more to go.
Does the guy who writes down a Bitcoin password that's worth $200 million on a piece of paper that he then doesn't take care of, does he deserve to get to this money?
You got to understand, at the time, it was maybe worth $1,000.
Okay. Yeah.
But right? Still, it's $1,000.
Right. But, I mean, when you're a programmer in San Francisco, $1,000 probably isn't... I mean, they make good money.
And he was probably confident, I'll remember this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He was probably like, oh, I'm good. He probably just wrote it down just to make sure, and then...
Yeah, like, if you've wrote down a password in 2008, what are the chances you remember it now? Because it's probably when he bought it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And here's the question. Do you ever get over not knowing that? Do you ever get over the fact that you lost out in $220 million?
No, you
or
don't
you wake
get
up
that.
Every day and that's what you think about first right thing, away?
It's the first thing you think of. Every day when you check your bank account, the first thing you think is there could be so many more zeros in there.
Oh.
If
only
this
I remembered
makes me feel
my password.
Sick.
I just,
like,
I honestly,
queasy.
I would just stop doing the password guessing.
Oh.
I would just stop. I'd be like, you know what? I at least the
really?
Opportunity exists. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't live with knowing I failed.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford has issued stay-at-home orders and increased restrictions yesterday. So effective Thursday at 12:01 a.m., everyone must stay home and only leave for essential trips. Essential trips include going to the grocery store, pharmacy, healthcare services, exercise, and essential work. There's also limits on outdoor gatherings, which were lowered from 10 to 5, along with increased enforcement. And wearing a mask is also recommended outdoors when you cannot physically distance. And non-essential store hours will shorten too. They can now open no earlier than 7 a.m. and close no later than 8 p.m. Although these hours do not apply to stores that primarily sell food, pharmacies, gas stations, convenience stores, and restaurants for takeout or delivery. Super fun. Netflix is going to release a new film every week this year because, boy, do we need it right now.
Yes,
we sure
we
do.
They released what can best be described as a bit of a sizzle reel, showing movies that are coming out on the platform this year, and you can look forward to movies starring the likes of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Perhaps you've heard of him.
Jimmy The Rock.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
One Jennifer Lawrence. Idris Elba. And many, many more.
Now, are they going to be Netflix good or are they going to be good?
Yeah.
Hey, Netflix puts out one okay movie a year. How dare you?
So, 1 in 52 are we expecting?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm pumped that they're putting out these movies, but like Netflix movies, Netflix shows are great.
Yeah.
Netflix movies are, work to do.
You know what? Now I'm not so upset about that bump in price.
Yeah,
remember that?
I can
went
understand
up a couple
it.
Bucks, and I'm like, all right, if you're going to get these like these type actors, I'll
if
write
you
them
can
down.
Get Leo. You can bump it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Bump it, baby.
Nothing he does is bad. Hey, the latest product to have a pandemic popularity burst is Crocs.
Really?
Yeah. Sales of Crocs went up 12% last year, which is more than double the growth they've been predicting before the pandemic. And they're expecting sales to go up 20% this year. The spokesperson for Crocs said, "We definitely benefited from consumer casualization, which is a fancy way of saying no one's wearing pants anymore, and Crocs is rolling in money from it."
I've never owned a pair of Crocs.
They're incredibly comfortable. They're great to putter in. But what Crocs did is they got on the celebrity endorsement train, which is really smart. So they do partnerships with like Justin Bieber.
Post Malone.
Yeah. Exactly. So like they're popularizing Crocs. So it's and they're just so cozy.
No one ever argued that they were cozy. People just argued that they were silly looking.
Oh, they're ugly. They're incredibly ugly, but they're so good.
Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Imagine if you came up with the idea for Crocs and you pitched it to your family member and every single family member in your family would be like, no, we will never wear those. Oh. How could that ever be a success? How does an ugly shoe become that successful?
Laughing on your money cloud now, aren't
100%,
you?
100%, right? Yeah. It's crazy. You got to stick with it. Anyway.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Anything that's computer connected can be hacked, right? It might take a long time. Like, it's pretty hard to hack into even, like, your basic iPhone because every iPhone is encrypted on its own. And so it's very, very difficult to get into someone's iPhone unless they are allowed permission through an app or that sort of thing. And even then, pretty difficult to do.
Oh, no.
Conceivably, electric cars that are connected to a network can be hacked. Conceivably. Mm-hmm. It's pretty tough to do, but again, it could happen.
I'm going to hack your car, Adam.
I don't have a car that you could hack.
And you don't know how to hack, TJ.
I'm going to learn. I'm going to be a hacker.
Other things that can be hacked are chastity belts.
Excellent. Here we go.
I didn't realize in the 21st century that people still wore chastity belts, and apparently they do, and there's like a fetish community around
them,
right?
Yeah, the fet community and like dom and sub community, a lot of people still wear them.
Right. So this is called the Kiwi Cellmate, and it's the world's first app-controlled chastity device. So basically happens is like if TJ and I were dating, I'd be wearing the chastity belt, and TJ could control it from an app anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, how do you know I wouldn't be wearing the belt?
Okay, well, maybe you want to wear the belt, man. Listen, we can trade. So the coding, unfortunately, didn't have a password, meaning that anyone anywhere in the world could take control of your device.
Incredible.
A hacker reportedly sent their victims ominous messages that the device had been locked and that he was going to hold their manhood ransom. And he used a different word, but the message read, "Your manhood is now mine."
Such like a great idea being used for battle.
I know, right?
I love it.
He demanded a transfer of about $1,000 Canadian.
It's pretty reasonable.
Or, and here's the thing, $1,000 Canadian, or it would be locked forever.
Okay, no, like that's
immediately.
Those are two really big extremes.
It's like 3 decades from now, you're still walking with a chastity belt around.
Yeah, back in 2020.
So if you did transfer him the money, he would unlock it for you. But because where the device locked, because it's a serious device, you would need a heavy-duty bolt cutter to open it up. So it's not like it's easy to get out of this thing.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of hardware stores are closed right now, so that's the problem.
And here's the thing. People are like, cool, so have they fixed it? The company's like, not yet.
I bet they were like, are you kidding me, Brad? You didn't write the code for this?
Like, they didn't write a password into the code.
I bet you they didn't even think. Like, they're like,
they should have.
It was probably brought up in a meeting, and I guarantee you somebody said, no one's going to hack this.
Yeah.
And they were wrong. They were oh so wrong.
Yeah.
I want to know what the company's actual statement was, too, because, I want to hear, the corporate speak version of what their advice
of what's happening.
Yeah, we are pivoting on this.
Yeah.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah, that's right. Somehow they'll wear COVID-19 in there.
God.
I don't know how, but I feel bad for anybody wearing one of those.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is your weird food habit?
I don't think mine's really that weird.
What do you got?
I put ketchup on Kraft dinner. That's pretty normal, right?
Yeah, it's completely normal.
Okay, I also put shredded cheese on spaghetti.
That's also really normal.
Okay, well then I'm very
boring. I also like pepper with my salt.
Hot take, I will put salt and pepper on my chicken breast.
Sometimes I put ice cubes in my water.
It hurts your lips. Are you crazy?
I told you guys my weird food habit, and I've gotten grilled for it before, but
Eating cheese in bed?
Eating anything in bed naked. I'm down with that. No, I like ketchup with my broccoli.
What? Ketchup with your broccoli?
Like steamed broccoli and a little bit of ketchup.
See, I'll put hot sauce on anything. I'll put hot sauce on broccoli.
Yeah, you smell like hot sauce when you're not eating hot sauce.
Adam is hot sauce.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey.
Yeah, no, so this is one that came up online yesterday, and this woman has been advised to divorce her husband. Because this is weird. He cools his pizza down by running it under the tap. She wrote, in college, my husband and I would make oven pizzas, and he would run his slices under the water fountain to cool it down faster. He says it doesn't change the taste, and it's still good. She says she had blocked out all the memories of this habit until he repeated it this week, sharing a highly disturbing video of her husband holding the slice of pizza, running it under the sink. Explaining his methodology, she wrote, typically, time frame is pizza is pulled out of the oven, and after 2 to 3 minutes, he cuts it, and then immediately runs it under water. Crust doesn't get very wet. Now, don't you feel like you'd lose all the sauce on that too? Just what do you mean it doesn't change the taste?
No, I think that they're doing the spray instead of the full pour, like a nice gentle drizzle. But listen, if you've ever gotten the top of, early on in the pandemic, I had the top of my mouth burned by pizza, and it's never been the same. So I can see where this is coming. It burned a lot of skin.
Apparently, if you put your chips in the freezer, according to 289 number, chips in the freezer are superior, especially Doritos, as it amplifies the flavors.
What? And it's Vicky's? Oh, yeah.
I didn't
know that. Yeah, put your chips in the freezer or the fridge, and they get, like, I don't know, they get kind of crispier. They're nice.
I don't know.
Soothing.
Someone said, I only do this at Mandarin. Remember we used to go to Mandarin?
I miss Mandarin.
Oh. When Mandarin opens back up, man,
we're going to the one in Brampton that you can see off the 410.
Yeah.
905 Hamilton. Only at Mandarin, I put cottage cheese on chow mein and then sliced bread. I bet people at Mandarin, I bet the workers at Mandarin see some freaky stuff.
How about this one from the 289? I put vinegar on my lasagna or spaghetti. Some of these just sound illegal.
I don't think that vinegar on, that doesn't sound bad. That actually sounds kind of good.
Because vinegar at its base is white wine.
Yeah.
You can eat white wine pasta. So the other thing I have
here. Cut it pretty nicely. Yeah.
What about this one? Peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you had one?
Yeah. No, I haven't had one. But like any like sort of like nut and bacon or like, yeah, it's just salt, sweet and savory combo.
Good. You just reminded me that my grandfather, when we were kids, used to feed us onion and radish sandwiches.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. That doesn't sound bad.
I honestly just think it's because like he didn't know how to cook. So
were the onions cooked?
No, they were. Everything was raw.
I can't eat raw.
There's a crunch
onions.
To it.
You can't eat raw onions. I love them.
I do not. If there are red onions, I don't care how bougie the restaurant is. If you put red onions on my salad, I'm picking them off piece by piece.
Eat an onion sandwich. As long as it had mayonnaise on it, I would eat it.
Oh my God.
As long as it was dipped in mayo, like, give it to me.
Oh my God.
I'm a simple gal.
Oh, I need to take a shower.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending. And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford issued stay-at-home orders and increased restrictions. So effective Thursday at 12:01 a.m., everyone must stay home and only leave for essential trips. Essential trips include going to the grocery store, pharmacy, healthcare services, exercise, and essential work. There's also limits for outdoor gatherings that will be lowered from 10 to 5, along with increased enforcement. And wearing a mask is also recommended outdoors when you cannot physically distance. Non-essential store hours will shorten too. They can now open no earlier than 7 a.m., and close no later than 8 p.m., although these hours do not apply to stores that primarily sell food, pharmacies, gas stations, convenience stores, and restaurants for takeout or delivery. So, super fun.
I had a friend ask me yesterday, am I allowed to, like, because he lives in Oshawa.
Yeah.
And we have to, we own a business together.
Yeah.
And we have to bring him downtown to do a business thing at TD. And he's like, am I allowed to come there for that? I'm like, yes, it's business. It's essential. You're allowed to do that.
Tell him no.
Are you saying that people are confused over the rules because of the government not being up about the rules?
He's like, okay, I'll come down for the meeting with the bank, but I have to be on the road by 5. Like, why?
Because Adam
COVID
reasons.
COVID will get you at 6 o'clock.
Like,
yeah.
It's okay.
You're not going to walk into the bank and you're not going to sign the document and then they'll say, okay, now kiss me.
Right, but they freaked us out so much and I get it. Like, listen, we were in stay at home before. We're in stay at home now. Don't get together with people unless it's absolutely essential that you need to go out or whatever. But that was always sort of the rule. So yesterday it's just felt like, we're just hearing more of the same.
And getting yelled at harder, which doesn't feel good. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Let's unless you're into that kind vaccine. Of thing. In which case, you're like, whoa.
Yesterday was your Christmas thing.
Yeah. Whoa, tell me I'm bad.
Yell at me, daddy dog.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Stop it.
Anyways, what else is up?
No, that's it. That's what's trending. Hey, what are some products you're not willing to compromise on? According to a new survey, nearly half of people say they will more than likely grab the the generic option when buying something to save even a little bit of money. But there are some cases where we will absolutely not compromise. And here are the most popular answers. Quality toilet paper.
Yeah.
Mattresses. Coffee brands. Wi-Fi quality and speed.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate. Shampoo. Mm-hmm. Ketchup. Cell phones. Brands of potato chips. Haircuts. Paint colors. And restaurants.
But all of those are noticeably different when you don't get the one that you like, right? Like, none of those things are like, you don't want your paint going bad after a year. You want to paint it once and never think of it again.
I'd like to add a few more to the list. The number one in my mind is maple syrup. I don't know if you guys have had, like, really nice bougie maple syrup, but you will never go back.
Well, yeah, fake syrup stuff, like the corn syrup. Absolutely.
Oh.
Something you guys told me the other day is that all Tylenol is the same. So now I get off-brand Tylenol.
Yeah.
I'm skimming all my
Tylenol. It's all
made
at the same factory.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I will only get name brand.
Oh, stop it.
Because if I'm going to eat chemicals, I want to eat the best chemicals. There's a new phone service that you can call that lets you just scream into the void. It's called Just Scream, and it lets you do exactly that. You call a number, and you just scream. You wait for a beep,
and then you can scream a rant. And we actually have the number. It's 561-567.
Welcome. Okay, this is Just Scream.baby. Please record a scream to share. Wait for the beep. Scream, can I then do it? Hang up.
Gosh.
You feel better?
If TJ was getting attacked by a ghost, would you take him seriously with a scream like that?
I'd attack him harder.
I smell fear.
Yeah. By the way, the phone service is going to end January 21st, which weirdly is the day after Inauguration
Imagine.
Day. So it's like there's a lot of hard things happening right now.
Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Imagine you had a famous sibling. Maybe you do. Maybe you email this at 999virginradio.ca. You know, it's surprising because Southern Ontario has so many people that have gone and made names for themselves. How many emails like this or, you know, direct messages that we get from time to time? And you're like, oh, wow, you listen too. Interesting.
Oh, cool. Saw Shawn Mendes in the Metro.
He is everywhere right now, though.
He is
everywhere.
Producer Jesse, this is not... Well, we don't know, but it's not.
Is it Shawn Mendes' sister emailing
it's
us?
It's not.
Okay. Not Shawn Mendes' sister. Okay, all right.
Okay.
It's from Amy. She says, my little brother is a very good NHL player. 99% of the time, it's awesome having a professional athlete little brother. Except around the holidays or birthdays or any family get-togethers, because we can't bring friends or new partners around, according to him. This past Christmas is when I pushed things, though. My boyfriend and I became official in mid-October-ish. Okay. And because of the pandemic, we lived together every single day leading up to Christmas. And for Christmas dinner, I went directly against my brother's wishes and brought him to his house. Because my brother is a saint, he tolerated the situation and was welcoming the whole night. But afterwards, he was not happy over text and texted me things like, quote, WTF was that? This guy better be the one.
Oh.
Do you guys think I crossed the line? I think my boyfriend is the one, and I really wanted him to meet my whole fam. My mom, by the way, thought it was a nice surprise, and my dad sides with my little brother on everything. What do you guys think?
Well, okay. I'm going to say that if she's being truthful, then she's not a bad person because they followed the protocols.
What?
Well, because that's what he's worried about, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to... Here's the problem. With the NHL right now, they don't want to test positive. They had the Dallas Stars are, like, not allowed to play games for the next week and a half because somebody
tested
positive.
But this isn't about COVID, I don't think.
No, this is a rule.
This is because he's, like,
want,
unfamous.
He doesn't want regular people around him.
See, I thought it was the COVID thing.
No.
He just doesn't want people to have the inside track on him.
Yeah.
Like, they want them to know
she's things. Oh, for God's sakes, get over yourself. You're just a hockey player. Like, come on. Like, listen, I get it. You're a celebrity, whatever. But, like, okay, so you play hockey for a living. Once that shock's over.
Yeah.
He knows. And now, he lives with her.
I agree with you. I don't think that he's being reasonable, but I think she's a bad person because she didn't respect his boundaries. And these are boundaries that he put in place and that these are his wishes and that this is how he maintains comfort. So bad person because boundaries are boundaries.
Totally agree with Jax. Once you establish, I don't want this to happen, regardless of how ridiculous it sounds, if I tell you guys don't make eye contact with me, that's my boundary.
Stop
don't make
it,
eye contact.
Stop it.
And I need you to respect those boundaries.
You say bad person?
No, I'm saying don't make eye contact with me.
Okay, all right.
But I'm also saying bad person.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. If your brother or family or whatever tells you to do something, just do it.
As ridiculous as it is, you have to respect that,
right?
Yeah.
And don't just like surprise them with something.
Yeah.
Hold on, though. Okay, let me just ask you. Everybody's got that family member that makes it difficult for all the other family members, right?
Yeah, me.
I was going to say TJ. Yeah.
if you're that TJ, or I mean, or that person, at a certain point, can people just say, okay, enough?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I think in Amy's situation, no, because that person is rich.
Yeah.
So you gotta really do what they say.
They got extra rich power.
I get it.
All right. So here's the deal. 416-872-9999.
That's a tricky one.
999-999 to text. What do you think? Bad person for bringing the boyfriend unannounced? I don't know. I don't see it. I think he needs to get over himself.
Bad person.
999 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
And this is a celebrity edition, producer Jesse.
Yeah, Amy's brother is a famous NHL player. And around birthdays and holidays, he asks his family, hey, don't bring your friends or partners around. But this Christmas, Amy decided, hey, I'm going to bring my new boyfriend of 2 months over on Christmas. And things went well during Christmas dinner. But afterwards, he texted her and was like, WTF was that? This better be the one if you're going to bring him around.
Jesse brought up a really interesting point there, by the way, that it's a 2 month relationship that she's already breaking the rules of the family.
Well,
to bring in.
Okay, so they're living together because of the quarantine, mm-hmm. right? They're quarantining, which you can relate to, right?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
oh, and let me clarify. I rush into relationships.
I was about to say, are you calling somebody out?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How dare you do what I do every time?
Jax and TJ say bad person. I say not a bad
Boundaries.
Person. Our first caller has requested a fake name. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Bill. It's great to talk
What's
to
up,
you.
What's up, William?
Billy.
I just want to comment on that last topic. I say F him. Who does he think he is? I can understand maybe on normal circumstances if we weren't in a global pandemic, but, you know, it's like a month and a half before Christmas. Okay, maybe understand he's rich, whatever, he's hosting Christmas.
Yeah.
But she's following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Why not? This is under normal circumstances.
He said no.
I understand, but
how can you not be
different.
With Phil? This is a compelling
Come
argument.
On, have no. some compassion, have some decency. Things are different for everybody. I
it's
say
true.
He's lucky he's working. F him.
Well,
Bill, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
But we appreciate the call. Bill.
And love you. And thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, we
thank
do love you.
Thank you.
And we have text messages. Thank you, Bill. Text messages from TJ. What do we got?
Yeah, from the 647. I don't think she's a bad person. And I think her brother is being very unfair to the fact that she's not a famous person. So why does she have to adhere to his lifestyle just because he's famous? It's super unfair to her.
Yeah.
I this other one.
I'm not going to pretend I understood that, but I'm going to say you're on my team, so
but
I accept
But it's not
you.
About whether or not his rules are legit and reasonable. It's about whether or not she broke the rules and if she's okay to do so. And
exactly.
It's about boundaries. He these rules may be ridiculous, but she still went against his wishes.
Someone
know
from
what
the
I mean?
416 is echoing that, saying like we're focusing too much on the fact that he's a famous hockey player.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he told her, "I don't want this
yeah.
to happen,"
yeah.
and she broke those rules. Bad person.
Right, but if he had a girlfriend, or boyfriend, or whatever he's into, and he brought it to her house without asking,
yeah,
I bet it would be like, well, yeah, of course.
But that's not the question,
what,
Adam.
What happens when you assume, Adam?
Hey, everybody want to play a game of what ifs?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ew. On today's edition of What Aboutisms with Adam Wilde, a completely made up story that didn't happen.
That's okay, where are my right people at? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. You're a bunch of bullies.
What if he's an astronaut?
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Results? For this story, after we get the last three votes for you, your text to 999999 or 416-872-9999 to call. Producer Jesse, quickly on the story one more time.
Amy's brother is an NHL player, and his rule is, I'm famous, don't bring your friends or partners around during the holidays and birthdays and Christmas. But Amy this year brought her boyfriend of 2 months over to his house for Christmas dinner. He was cordial about it, but afterwards he texted her and was like, WTF is that?
Yeah.
This better be the one.
Yeah.
So is she a bad person?
Maybe he is. Now, so I say not a bad person because that's her boyfriend and like, go away. Come on, dude. Like, relax. Ratchet it down a little bit. It's not like, okay,
but
you're an NHL player.
No.
You're famous to like, how
Adam,
many people?
Again,
come on.
That's not the point of the story. It's whether she is a bad person.
Guys, I'm a third liner for the Ottawa Senators. Don't
for
you dare bring him around
rules.
Here.
He's ridiculous for these rules, yes, but she is breaking boundaries.
Okay,
right?
Now, so Jax and TJ both say bad person. What are the texts saying, TJ? And then we'll get to the results.
Text from the 289, get over yourself and come down a step or two, hockey player. She
okay.
is not a bad person.
Thank you.
There's a lot of anger towards him just because he's a professional athlete.
Yeah,
by
no,
the
listen,
way,
we're not taking that away from him. He worked his whole life to get there. Good for him. Let's not bash the NHL part.
From the 416, bad person. Her brother could have turned it into a really awkward night if he wanted to.
Oh, he could have fun with it.
If she didn't agree with his request, she should have politely declined the invitation. And there's just a last one here that's just goofing on us. If her brother plays for the Leafs, I'd say good person. Who doesn't like a little family sabotage? Go Habs. It's turned into a hockey podcast.
Can we block that number? No
yes.
Montreal fans
it's
here.
It's done.
By the way, we've got the results. 416-872-9999-999-999 to text all the DMs. Jesse, what do we got?
The people are siding with the famous NHL player. Bad person!
There we go!
This is good news.
I'm surprised.
Oh, he starts the song right away because he doesn't want to talk about
gotta
how he's
go.
Wrong.
I'm sad.
So breaks my 5-week winning streak.
Is that even true?
Yeah, it is actually.
He's making up numbers now.
Yeah, he is.
Cool guy over here.
Liar.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford has issued stay-at-home orders and increased restrictions. So effective Thursday at 12:01 a.m., everyone must stay home and only leave for essential essential trips. Essential trips include going to the grocery store or pharmacy, healthcare services, exercise, and essential work. There's also more limits for outdoor gatherings, which have been lowered from 10 to 5, along with increased enforcement. Also, wearing a mask is also recommended outdoors when you cannot physically distance. Non-essential store hours will shorten too. They can now open no earlier than 7 a.m. and close no later than 8 p.m., although these hours do not apply to stores that primarily sell food, pharmacies, gas stations, convenience stores, and restaurants for takeout or delivery.
Now, weren't those the only ones allowed to be open anyway? Or is that just Toronto, and then this is a provincial-wide lockdown?
This is provincial. So there's
so
been
in Toronto, it's been like that.
Yeah,
like
and there's
months.
Been a ton of confusion and asking for clarification on this. So I just read that Doug Ford is actually going to be doing some clarification today. So he will be giving us the lowdown.
Fun. Hey, here's some good news. Netflix is going to release a new film every week this year because based on what you just heard, we obviously need it.
Yeah.
They put out yesterday what can best be described as a sizzle reel showing off movies that are coming out on the platform this year. Subscribers can look forward to the likes of movies of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, Leo DiCaprio, perhaps you've heard of him, Jennifer Lawrence, Idris Elba, among many others. It's like they knew we all needed this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Netflix, and hopefully these movies don't suck, which... Based on Netflix movies, sometimes
even if they
do,
could they suck worse than 2020?
They still could. Yeah.
Really? Adam Wilde here with the jokes.
I don't know if you saw Bird Box.
Hey, Bird Box was great. You watched
it. Except for that, it wasn't.
What was that one again?
That was one with Sandra Bullock.
Where she was blind for the whole movie? Or
stop it.
She had a blindfold on and she had two children, which she just called girl and boy because they're seven and they don't deserve names.
You've literally had 2 years to make fun of this movie and now
I'm
it's
so
like,
upset
now
it. Because it gripped the internet for like a month and I'm like, why are we obsessed with this movie? It's terrible.
We have nothing else to talk about. We're going after Bird Box right now. God damn. Sorry. Hey,
the latest product to have a pandemic popularity burst is Crocs. Crocs are coming back, everybody. Apparently, they went up. The sales of Crocs went up 12% last year, which is more than double the growth that they were predicting before the pandemic, and they're expecting sales to go up 20% this year. A spokesperson for Crocs said, quote, "We definitely benefited from consumer casualization," which is corporate speak for, hey, no one's wearing pants, and it's good news for the people at Crocs.
Hey, Jax, would you like to take the Lord's name in vain on this
Stop
one,
it.
Too?
I didn't need to. It just slipped out. I became really intense. I just really
That's
liked Bird Box.
Really talk.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Everyone thinks Jax is so nice, and then they got a window into the real Jax there, didn't they? Hey.
Jesus knows.
Jesus knows.
That's what's trending.
I'm sorry,
TJ.
God.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's talk about this unbelievable story out of San Francisco. I want you to imagine that you made an investment 12 years ago that's now worth $220 million.
I can't imagine that.
And that's, like, it's spectacular. It's amazing.
I invested in them making a fourth Shrek movie.
Well,
no,
so
no,
that's
going
to pay off eventually.
So, $220 million, just spent a couple grand to invest. But here's the problem. To get your money, you need to know the password. Mm-hmm. And you wrote it down on a piece of paper, and you forgot about it.
Like,
you don't know where that piece of paper is. So a Bitcoin owner has two guesses left on a hard drive. It's called an iron key hard drive. Gives users 10 guesses to get the password right. Otherwise, it locks it forever. It's encrypted. There is no getting into it.
It's called an iron key, so it sounds like it'd be pretty secure.
It's very Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And
so there's no password recovery. Like, there's nothing. It's game over.
Did you forget your password? Too bad.
Really?
And it's $220 million. This guy's a programmer out of San Francisco, so he's making good money.
Yeah, yeah.
But $220 million is generational wealth, right?
Yes.
We're talking about big money. And he only has two guesses left. He's tried 8 times.
Wow.
So he's taken this, and he has, because for his own health, he's like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. He's put it in a vault. He doesn't really know what he's going to do, but he's got two guesses left, and he's like, he's just keeping it in a vault right now, away from himself, and obviously he doesn't want other people to know about it. And And so he's it's there's no location that's listed, and he's at once terrified.
Yeah.
Twice. So like, what do? You try two more times and just say, forget it, there's nothing I can do? Or do you just let it be and go, the opportunity's always there, but unless I remember that password, it's just not worth it. Like, how do you mentally get past this?
I have a major problem with passwords. As you guys know, I get myself locked out of all my accounts all the time. And as a professional password loser, the more you try, the more you get stressed out. So if he's like two shots left,
just leave it?
I would just, if I were him, I would just leave it, because that brain fog is going to kick in and then you start panicking, you start sweating. Like, what
because
am I actually
if you
typing?
Screw it up, then it's final.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I would
at least
it.
Right now, there's the opportunity. There's the
I
chance.
Would leave it.
Yeah. And if you screw it up, you're not just screwing up your life. You're screwing up, as you said, Adam. That's generational wealth. You're screwing up
your kids
lives.
And your grandkids. And they'll always ask you, hey, dad. Hey, Grandpa.
Is there someone that can help this? Like, you, that can't just be.
I wish the company, the Iron Key company, would be like, hey, can you unencrypt this?
And where does the money go? Like, where does the money
it just
go?
Sits, it just sits on the hard drive forever.
Who?
Nobody.
People need to develop the or adopt the TJ method of not forgetting your passwords. Because about once a month or so, I write down every password that I have on a piece of paper. And then I light that piece of paper on fire.
No, you don't.
And I take the ashes of it.
No, you
and
don't.
And I make an herbal tea with it.
So here's...
And then I drink the tea. And then I
the
absorb
passwords
the
become my
I'll
body.
Never forget
it. Here's the real question. The real question is this. 416-872-9999-999-999-text. What's the most important thing you've ever forgotten your password to? Now, Jax is looking at us because, as she said earlier, terrible with passwords.
Terrible.
What have you forgotten?
Oh, all of them.
Is there an ongoing saga, though, Jax?
Well, a couple years ago, I decided, I was like, now's the time to reset all my passwords, and I have no idea what I reset them to. So the past few years have been a catch-up game. But I lost the password to my, like, original, like, my old Gmail, and, like, it had all of my old stuff in there, including, like, a bunch of, like, emails from my dad who's passed away. Yeah. And, like, I wanted those, but also this email was the recovery email to all my social medias. So it was just like, don't remember your password to Facebook? Okay, just go on to your email. And I was like, I can't get that either.
And what about, and I think right now you don't have your Twitter and Instagram passwords,
you don't
right?
know that?
You don't, do you?
No, I do. I do. You know what? No.
You don't, do you?
I do. And now I have two-factor authenticate. Like, I have it all together now, boys. It did take me 2.5 years.
Two-factor authentication so you can forget the password twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Good news.
Forget your
changes
password.
Her phone number, and then it's over. So here's the, again, 416-872-9999-999-999-text. We just need you to know that Jax has been complaining about this behind the scenes for a couple of years. She's downplaying it right now because she's embarrassed.
No, it's much better. No, I've fixed it.
It's so much better.
I fixed it. I'm onto Facebook now, guys. Oh, I know my Facebook password.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You forgot the password to something extremely important. What was it? Got some good text messages to 999999.
From the 226, my bank password. Now, if you're talking about the PIN for your bank code, I can somewhat relate to that because I have once forgotten the passcode.
Oh, you too can crumble.
So what do you do?
Panic, usually. I think you just have to go to the bank. You have to, like, prove it to you, and then...
Yeah, just get in touch with the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you have to go to the bank.
It's a big to-do, but you can handle it. It's not like the end of the world. You don't have to throw the card in the ocean and be like, return from whence you came.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Another text from the 289. I had to get my locker cut twice in 1 year. Once after Christmas break, then after March break. That's a tough sell to your parents because they do not make those locks cheap when you're
in school. No, they don't. I remember in high school, like, I would periodically forget. Like, after the summer, I was toast. Like, there's no way I was going to remember.
Oh, yeah. How could you remember? Yeah.
So what is 3160? Sir, there's some people I know that still remember their locker code. Mm.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't remember it after a few days.
I was also one of those weird people that never used their locker. Like, I never...
Why? Where did you keep your stuff?
Stuff my coat in it, but that'd be about it.
Mm.
Were you one of those people that decorated their locker, Jack?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had, like, little bands that I liked up and, like, boys that I was interested in on the locker. Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well, I haven't had a boyfriend in 18 years. Wait,
okay,
so,
when you hold on, I know this is a total aside, but you had your boyfriend, Derek, right?
Don't bring him up.
So... When
you say his name three times, it summons him.
When you guys were dating.
Yeah. When we were in love, yes.
Did you have pictures of you and Derek on the
locker?
Oh, yeah. Of course I did.
What pictures did you have up?
Derek and I were in my parents' backyard, so I had a photo of that.
Barbecue?
What's that?
Just
in the backyard, like, posed.
Okay.
And then I think we had, like, just, like, a picture of us on the couch at, like, a friend's house. So just, like, I don't know. Just being close, just being intimate, me and Derek. Yeah. Being with D. Me and D. Love the D.
I love it.
Don't say that. Text from the 289. My Apple ID password and my contacts and everything was on my phone was blank.
I have had that happen. Do you know how hard it is to get in touch with Apple? You can't.
You have to pay.
Yeah.
Apple service to retrieve the password, and all that was erased.
Oh, yeah.
And this person says, and I swear I had tried the password that they retrieved more than once. That is the worst feeling in the world, where you try and log into something, you think you forgot your password, and it keeps saying, wrong password. So you reset your password, and you type in what your new password's going to be, says, you can't use the password that you already have.
I swear they're just there to mess with you. They're like, yeah, let's keep busy.
I've also noticed with the new iOS that when I'm using like voice to text or whatever, it doesn't recognize anybody anymore. So if I'm like, call Jax, it's like, I have no idea who Jax is.
In fact,
I don't know who you are. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know who I am?
This is another aside. The new iOS is trash.
It's so bad.
There's so many bugs.
That's out today.
Good. There's so many bugs.
All the Android users are like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
let me drink your tears.
Yeah, you and your green text, whatever.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.